How's everyone doing? You're listening to A Father Hurt. This is a show that focuses on faith, family, and wellness. This is your host, Marcus. And today is Monday, as usual. It's October 4th. It's 2021. And I'm glad that you are here. Welcome, 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 and welcome again. And so you guys have been rocking with me for quite some time now. I started this podcast many years ago. I want to say it was like four. I should know exactly, but I don't, and that's okay. We just know that it's been going on for quite some time. This is episode like number 126, if I remember correctly. And I'm just glad that you're here. And I was just sitting with my father a little while ago. And so you guys, two weeks ago, you got to hear the re-release of conversation that I had with my father in a previous podcast. Last week, you heard about failing forward and just reflecting on fatherhood and, you know, the ups and downs that come with being a father and being a parent. And there are times when we get things right, and there are times when we're going to make the mistake and we've got to figure out how to get beyond that. But this week has been better. It's been better. And so I just want to reflect on that a little bit, you know, and thinking about the idea of reflection, right? This is something that we've talked about from time to time. Taking that time to get to know who we are, the ins and outs of us, the things that we believe, don't believe, why we believe certain things that we do. Understanding the way that we tick, all of that stuff, right? Why we have certain personalities. Is it nature? Is it nurture? Things of that nature. And really knowing who we are. But one of the things that I want to focus on today is really thinking about how well do we know our children? Do we know our children well enough to be able to support them in the ways that they need to be supported? Now that's, it came to me when I was thinking about, well, what should I talk about this week? And it dawned on me that, you know, I had a rough experience with a kid, with my oldest and his sister, you know, and knowing that I'm loved by them, right? But also knowing that I love my kids. And also understanding that we have to come to an understanding of who our children are. And so we had this experience with the school where we received a phone call. Actually, I didn't receive a phone call. My wife received a phone call. You guys know how I feel about that, right? I think it's important for schools and society, doctors and whatnot, to incorporate fathers into the lives of the school lives of our children. But that's neither here nor there. So my wife, she got a phone call, and it was she called back, couldn't get a hold of the teacher, and so she sent a message to the teacher and then to his homeroom teacher, because we got a phone call from the teacher that he spends time with in the afternoon. And so finally we hear back from the teachers as to what had happened in the classroom. And when my wife was telling me, the first thing out of my mouth was, actually, let me back up. Even before she had said anything to me, when she first mentioned that he had gotten in trouble and that there was a phone call, my immediate thought was, who was he following behind? Because I know my son. Like, he can be silly at home, just like any typical 7-year-old. He can have fun. Sometimes he can have difficulty listening, and I'm having trouble speaking, right? But he can have difficulty listening from time to time. But he's not one to cause trouble, you know? So getting a phone call like that was like, all right, well, what is that about? Was it him really being disruptive? Or was it him getting swept up into whatever might be going on in the classroom? Because one thing I know about my son is, and my daughter is, we get to hear about what's happening in their classroom because we take the time to ask some questions. And so, you know, from the beginning of the school year, they will come home and say, this happened, this happened, this happened, so-and-so did this, so-and-so did that. And our question is always, well, how did the teacher respond to that? To get a better understanding, right? Just to understand whether the methods by which the teachers are handling things and whatnot. And granted, our kids, they go to a pretty good school, and we have a great relationship with the teachers and stuff like that. But it's important for us to as parents to understand that no matter how well the classroom management might be by the teacher, there are always going to be those kids that have a hard time being in the classroom. And that really hasn't been my child's story. We've gotten phone calls from time to time, but that's far and few between, right? And so, anyway, so when my wife explains to me what the message was about, I was like, okay, well, I wonder if it has to do with the bad actors that are in the classroom, or was it really him, you know? And so, needless to say, I know my child, and I know that he can be silly from time to time, and I know that he likes to laugh and have fun, and when certain things happen, right, he's going to partake in that, but he'll stop when he's asked to be stopped, right, or when he's asked to stop. And so, anyways, long story short is that didn't happen. So yes, there were some things that were going on in the classroom that were outside of his control, but he allowed for those things to pull himself out of character, and then he was no longer in control of what he needed to be in control of, which was making sure that he was not being disruptive in the classroom and things of that nature. And so anyways, he got a consequence from the teacher. You know, he had to go to the other classroom, do some breathing, take some time to calm down. Then he came back and he was able to get himself together, right? And so once he got himself together, he was able to go about his day, and he finished the afternoon strong. Now, of course, we don't send our kids to school to get in trouble, and we are on the same team as the teacher, and he understands that, and I believe that the teachers understand that from the way that we try to communicate with them on a regular basis, right? So when he got home, you know, I was like, hey, come talk to your mom and I, after I had been filled in on what had happened. And he was expecting, I'm sure, for me to be frustrated, which I was. But I wasn't as frustrated with the situation because I know my child. I know him very well. I know my daughter very well. And so I understood that he wasn't able to regulate himself enough to be able to not get caught up in the distractions, which in turn caused a friction between he and his teacher. And so initially I wasn't going to give him a consequence because he had already had that. And so we don't want to do it. I don't believe in the whole double jeopardy thing, right? And I'm not going to, I don't want to be mad and give consequences at home after that's already happened at school, right? And so I really was just trying to get an understanding, a better understanding from his perspective versus the teacher's perspective as to what had gone on in the classroom. So he explained, and his story lined up with what we had heard from the teacher And so he had to have a consequence, and he got a consequence of his choosing. So like I said, I wasn't going to give him a consequence because I didn't want to come down on him on top of what had already been established by the school, right? But accountability is important. And so he's got to learn a lesson, just like my daughter's got to learn the lesson, that our actions lead to consequences, right? There's cause and effect. And sometimes the consequences may be things that we see happen right in front of us. They may be things that happen down the line or what have you. But, you know, when we think about behavior, there's usually something that comes after that, right? And so I had asked him to think about, well, what consequence do you want to give yourself for not doing what you were supposed to do? Because the last instruction that you got from us when you were getting out of the car was to have a good day and to behave yourselves. And that didn't happen. So you've got to police your own body, right? And so he said something like, I don't want to have any, take away the sweets. I was like, that's not going to work, right? Because we don't have any sweets anyways. I think there was like maybe 2 cookies in. I plan on eating them and not sharing with my children because that's just what I was going to do, right? And so I was like, nah, that's a little bit sour for me. And so you're going to have to sweeten up this deal a little bit. So what's another consequence that might help you to remember how you're supposed to behave in the classroom? And he couldn't come up with anything. He's like, I want you to pick. And so, of course, I picked, and he had to go outside and clean the patio. And so I'm in Texas. It's hot. We're out there at 4 o'clock, 4:30, 5 o'clock, or whatever it might be, before he's got to go to taekwondo. And so he's cleaning the backyard, and he's moving things around and throwing stuff away and sweeping and this, that, and the other. And at some point he's like, it's hot, can I just get my tablet? Use my tablet as a consequence. And I'm like, no, the tablet cannot be a consequence unless you want me to add it on top of what is already going on right now. He's like, no, we don't want that. I'll just go ahead and finish this. Yeah, let's do that. All right, make sure we get it done. And so anyways, he had to go to taekwondo, and so he didn't finish, but he got his consequence, and he ended up finishing it the next day on Friday, because they have an early out and whatnot. And so he finished up everything that was required of him to help him understand that his behavior and being in control of his body was something that he has to learn how to do each and every day. Not just when it's convenient, but especially when it's in those times that are difficult, he's got to figure out how to breathe or ask the teacher for a break or whatever it is he needs to do to get himself together, right? And so what I'm saying is, like, when we understand who our children are, just as much as when we understand who we are, we can really approach the situation in different ways. So I was able to show up for him in a much better way than I was in the last interactions with him, when I allowed for my frustration to get in the way, right? And not being aware of what was happening inside of me. But this time was different because I recognize who my child is and the leader that he is capable of being, the student that he is, but also the child that likes to be funny sometimes and needs reminders sometimes. And I know when we think about, like, the school environment can be so like regimented, right? And need for the kids to be able to sit still and to stop and to listen and do all those things, which those are very important things, right? But also, like, they're little kids, and so sometimes it's going to look different for them, right? He's a little active boy, right? That's running through my house all the time, has to get reminders of this and that. But also my daughter is the same way. And so, you know, with school, there's that expectation. And granted, sometimes I have that expectation at will at the household, but for whatever reason, I just saw it a little bit different in this particular instance around how schools can respond to things when we think about boys of color in particular. And maybe this wasn't that, right? And it wasn't when we found out. I don't know. Maybe, maybe not. But really thinking about, okay, I know my son, and he's got to help be able to hold himself accountable and to accept responsibility for his behavior inside the classroom, because those are the things that we're teaching, right, in our household. And so hopefully, you know, the consequence worked, and it seemed like he did, because the next day we got a phone call, we got a message from the teacher, and he had a great day. At one point he started to get a little active, he got a reminder, and he shifted around, right? But that stems from understanding and knowing who he is and who he is not. And one thing that my child is not is he's not a troublemaker. He's not a troublemaker. And so had I allowed for frustration to get in the way like I did before, again, I would have missed out on a teaching opportunity to help him reflect on what was happening in the moment. He said he was bored, right? Okay, when we're feeling bored, what are some of the things that we can do when we're bored so that you don't get into trouble, right? Because boredom is something that we have to learn how to deal with, right? And when he's at home and he gets bored, he's got so many different things that he can do, but he's limited at school. And so he's got to find ways to navigate with boredom inside of the school system, inside of his classroom, right? You know, and we live in this world where we're constantly keeping our kids busy with stuff. And sometimes they just have to learn how to be bored and sit with that, right? As adults, we get bored, and what do? We tinker on our phone, or we might get up and do this or do that and whatnot, right? But we all have different ways that we handle situations. And so just knowing that our children need us to know who they are so that we can show up for them in the best ways possible and the most supportive ways as possible, and to not jump to conclusions and allow for whatever our belief system might be about how they're supposed to behave at school, right? And then we've inflated it to something that it really wasn't. But stepping back, slowing up, hitting the pause button, reflecting, whatever it might be, whatever phrase or words that you want to use for that, those are the things that we've got to do for our kids so that they can get the message, learn the lesson, because that's our job as parents, is to teach them the lessons that they need to know so that they can understand how they're supposed to operate at home, in the classroom, in relationships, in the environments that they find themselves in now at whatever age they are in, and then continue as they get older and older and older, right? So this is the baseline, this is the foundation. And so I'm grateful that I was able to get it right this time. I was able to recognize who he was and the best way to approach him for this particular situation. And one of the things that I noticed is, like, with this consequence that he received, I was actually able to spend time with him and give him direction as to what he needed to be doing, but also to engage in conversation with him and to get to know him in a different way, and to really teach him how to learn to respond to certain situations. And so I'm just grateful. And hopefully he is too. And I feel like the past few weeks, our relationship has gotten tighter and stronger. And one way that I see that is, I typically give him a kiss on the forehead or on the top of the head when he's getting ready to go to sleep at night, or sometime throughout the day. And he always will, like, wipe it off or whatever. But there was one day this week where I let him go by without giving him a kiss. And he was like, he actually noticed, he was like, "You didn't give me a kiss, Dad." And so that made my heart warm, right? And so I'm happy. And I feel like I'm doing the right things. I may not always be doing the right thing, but I'm doing the right thing in this instance and more consistently. And that's going to reap benefits. And so I just hope that that's an encouragement to those of you that are out there. Parenting is hard. It's challenging. Being in relationship relationships with people are hard and challenging. But when we can figure out how to navigate through the rocky roads or the waving seas, and we can get to our destination and our journey intact, it's a beautiful thing. And so we've come to the end of our journey today. And so I'm just glad that you all took the time to stop in and listen to me just reflect and share a little bit about what I was thinking and the relationship that I'm having and continuing to cultivate and build with my family. And so if you found value in this, go ahead and share with somebody else. If you've got questions or insights that you want to share, you can send me an email to support@afatherherd.com. That's support@afatherherd.com. And would love to connect with you. And I really appreciate you all just taking the time to stop in. And I look forward to connecting with you on the next one. So y'all be easy.